Powerful words from the head of the World Health Organization amid rising cases of monkeypox.
The global monkeypox outbreak represents a public health emergency of international concern.
A public health emergency.
A public health emergency.
A public health emergency.
Monkeypox cases surge in more than 75 countries. Here in the U.S., there are about 2,900 cases, including two children.
States across the country are struggling to get the monkeypox vaccine as cases are on the rise.
We got an allotment of 200 vaccines, and the appointments for that went in about an hour and a half.
The Biden administration considers whether it will also declare a public health emergency here in the U.S.
I think they're going to be reluctant to use the word pandemic because it implies that they've failed to contain this. And I think at this point, we've failed to contain this. I think the window for getting control of this and containing it probably has closed.
So far, the majority of the cases have happened in men who are intimate with other men. But officials stress this, anyone can get this virus.
And I'm here today to tell you that there is something very, very bad happening. And if you don't pay attention, you will soon lose any chance to do anything about it. And don't say you weren't warned. Governments around the world, and certainly yours locally, is lying to you in various ways that are easy for you to establish.
We have 33 confirmed positive tests.
Today we have 33 cases.
There were 33 new cases.
The state of Minnesota today reported 33 new COVID-19 related deaths.
There are 33 confirmed cases in Arkansas.
That's the largest single day increase so far, raising the total to 33.
33.
33.
33. It was 33 everywhere.
I think that was
red team go. I think 33
yes.
is like red team go. Everybody goes, okay, let's do it. It's time.
Yeah, 100%.
There's like literally 1,033s and
yes.
33 new cases. 33 people died in Hong Kong.
The number 33, we all know what that represents. Everywhere, every single day, it was like, well, 12 more cases, which now brings the state to 33.
Yes.
We had 33
yes.
cases today.
Yes.
We
yes.
had 11 cases, which now it's 33. 33 more people, I'm going, oh
yep.
my God, how dumb you have to see to not understand this is going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was green light go, we're off to the races.
Yeah.
You've been subject to propaganda and lies by people who are very well trained in how they do that. If you find one thing your government has said, which is clearly not true, I ask you this. Why would you believe anything else they've told you? Don't you think that retired ex-Pfizer guy might have something after all? I beg of you to no longer assume what you're being told is true. I can't sweep away highly accurately done propaganda by people who are lying to you. If you would like to stand behind the desk called Comfortable Lies, there's absolutely nothing I can do to stop you. But if you would like to go to the desk called Uncomfortable Truths, which is the one I'm sitting behind, then welcome.
So wash your hands repeatedly,
right.
You don't need a mask, and
right.
if just avoid crowded places where everyone's
Precisely.
Sneezing.
People should not be walking around with masks. You're sure of it, because people are listening really closely.
No.
There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
We can kind of almost see the end. We're vaccinating so very fast. Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
Essentially, vaccines block you from getting and giving the virus.
We have all the vaccines we need. We just need our people to take it, A, for their own protection, for the protection of their family, but also to break the chain of transmission. You want to be a dead end to the virus. So when the virus gets to you, you stop it. You don't allow it to use you as the stepping stone to the next person.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market?
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping immunization before it entered the market?
No. We had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market. And from that point of view, we had to do everything at risk.
It really was a special moment. For the first time, Pfizer admitted that the vaccine was not tested on stopping the transmission of the virus when it entered the market.
A new and deadly strain of the COVID virus has been created in a Boston University lab.
A new COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate.
The researchers at Boston University were able to combine the spike protein from Omicron with the original strain of the virus that came out of Wuhan in order to create a new chimera strain, which was so deadly that it killed 80% of the humanized mice that they were testing on.
Researchers compared original COVID, Omicron, and a combined version of the two to see what piece of the virus dictates how sick a person can get. Then they tested this with large amounts of virus in mice.
They enhanced the virus. This is clearly gain-of-function research.
The National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases says BU should have reported this study to them, and it didn't. But BU says it didn't have to because the primary funds for the study was Boston University money.
We can't keep on kind of fooling with viruses and make them more deadly. It has to be done very, very carefully.
I think the authorities have lied to us about literally absolutely everything, including the emergence of a new virus. I don't even think that story is true. I think they've lied to us artfully all the way from Wuhan, bad PCR testing, and then inappropriate measures like masking, lockdown, social distancing, border closures, mass testing. All of it's been a fraud. All of it's been a horrible, deliberate drama. And we've mostly fallen for it. Most people were frightened or still are frightened. And I think there's no new hazard in the environment other than our government's policies. Because, as you know, as a clinician, the treatment of patients in hospital has been scandalous with premature, inappropriate ventilation, mechanical ventilation, which is very dangerous. And if people have an open airway and they're still conscious and breathing, you should support their oxygenation. You shouldn't sedate them and start ventilating them. They were also given intravenous drugs that were not effective and quite dangerous, like remdesivir. And around the world, we see inappropriate use in non-terminal patients of midazolam and morphine. And I'm certain in my country, UK, that was responsible for thousands and thousands of deaths. So I believe the drug companies and senior public health people knew what was going on. I'm not sure the doctors did. I'm not sure very many politicians did. And it seemed to me, no matter how many conversations you had with doctors or politicians, they had their fingers in their ears and they were on one path. And the path was lockdown, wait for vaccines, roll your sleeve up. And that's what they've been doing for getting on for 3 years. And I feel immensely frustrated and, I think, like most people, full of bloody agony and just the suffering all around us for no good reason. There hasn't been a massive public health threat. Even if what they told us was true, the measures taken were inappropriate. These gene-based injections couldn't have worked and were demonstrably ineffective. But some of us knew they were not likely to be safe either. So yes. This is it compounding the problem of what are you doing, you know, public health people? What are you doing? This is crazy. When the first gene-based product injections were coming up to the market, I was frantic. And with Dr. Wolfgang Vodarg, we wrote open letters to the EMA saying, these are not a safe design and you've not done a good enough job of evaluating their safety and tox profile. And we're worried you will see, you know, massive injuries. And within months, that's exactly what was happening. By the spring of 2021, we were really in tears. Billions of people have been injected. You know, if I told you I've got a material which I'll inject it into people and it'll make their bodies make a material that will prompt blood clots, and you'd probably say, well, you know, you're crazy, you need to be locked up. Well, that's what I saw the drug companies doing. So in addition to all this rubbish about not preventing transmission, so they don't work, folks. If you're listening to me, they don't work. We were pretty sure they wouldn't. And they were of a design that you would expect to be dangerous, and they have so proven. So, you know, call me a conspiracy theorist, but for God's sake, don't take any more.
Something is staggering here. It doesn't make sense. And it's not, they're doing things not based on any sort of science, and they're not stopping.